Listening Library presents The Revenge of the Were-Penguin by Alan Woodrow. Read for you by Oliver Wyman.
Prologue. Formerly known as the St. Avis Zoo.
A chill trickled down my back. My spine froze, my legs shivered, and my fingers felt like 10 creaky icicles. I twisted the temperature knob in the shower and silently cursed my broken water heater. But while the water grew warmer, my brain still felt the harsh cold brought on by my memories of the boy and the penguins, a tale so filled with horror that I had barely slept since I had heard it months before. Every night since had been the same. I would awaken at midnight screaming for Iggy, the stuffed iguana I'd hugged as a child. Then I would lie awake for hours, continuing to scream. The man who lived in the apartment above me would also lie awake for hours, or so he told the landlord, before I was forced to move to a place with a thicker ceiling. The worrying had aged me. Not only was my voice hoarse from screaming every night, but my hair had turned white, and my face had grown deep wrinkles. My fingers had grown deep wrinkles, too, but that was because I was taking a very long shower. I knew what I had to do. First, I needed to turn off the water. Then, I needed to travel to the St. Avis Zoo and visit the penguin exhibit. I needed to find the penguin caretaker. I needed to hear what happened next in his long, dark story. I soon found myself driving down the winding avenue that led to the St. Avis Zoo, armed with a briefcase filled with tissues. People tell me that, because of my severe animal allergies, I should never have started a job working with zoos. Nonsense, I tell them. I am not allergic to all animals, only those with fur or legs. In another life, I might have worked at an earthworm farm. But that was neither here nor there. As I stepped out of my car, I sneezed and wiped my nose on my briefcase before opening it to grab a tissue. It was already dusk. The trip had been a long one. I stared at a menagerie of idle trucks, cranes, and bulldozers. Earlier in the day, these vehicles must have been loud and the action chaotic. Now all was still, except for an angry ostrich hopping around the vast parking lot. Any workers who had been here before were gone, as were the walls of the zoo. The entrance sign lay on the ground along with broken wire fencing and crumpled gates. I stared down at that sign, now with a big crack down the middle. Welcome to the St. Avis Zoo, home of the world-famous St. Avis penguins. What's going on? Where is everyone?
I asked a tall man scurrying across the lot. He wore a safari hat, a tan hunting jacket, and a long frown.
What does it look like?
The man replied, his frown sinking deeper into his chin. He adjusted his monocle.
Everyone is gone for the day. They will finish demolishing the zoo tomorrow.
The St. Avis Zoo has closed? Why?
Why did the Hindenburg burn? Why did the Titanic sink? Why did the Great Chicago Fire take down a city?
He asked.
Electrostatic discharge, an iceberg, and Mrs. O'Leary's cow, I answered.
Exactly, said the man.
The angry ostrich dashed toward us on its thin gray legs and pecked him. I thought about assisting the monocle-wearing man as he sprinted across the parking lot, trailed by that deranged bird. Being pecked by an angry ostrich is no laughing matter, or at least only sort of a laughing matter. But I had more pressing concerns. I hurried into the zoo, leaping over a stack of iron posts that had once been part of the front gate, and racing down a winding cobblestone path. I knew the route well, having walked through this zoo months earlier, and every night in my nightmares since. In those dreams, I would sprint past Lion Lane and Alligator Alley, past Bison Boulevard and Hippo Highway, and finally down Penguin Pass. At the end of the pass, among faux glaciers, wacky fish slides, and ceramic walrus statues, was the world's greatest collection of penguins. But in my dreams, I did not find a bounty of cute waddling birds. Instead, my nightmares were infected by an abnormally large creature with blood-red eyes, bushy eyebrows, twin horns, and a desire to eat me. A were-penguin. A creature born to terrorize the night. The penguin exhibit I found now at the St. Aves Zoo was not the one I had dreamed of or remembered from my previous visit. The walrus statues were gone, as were the slides. The faux glaciers were broken apart, so they looked more like giant faux ice cubes. There were no penguins. The penguin caretaker, the man I had met during my last visit, stood next to a small maintenance shack, one of the few buildings left standing. He shook his head and gripped some of the strands of black hair on his mostly bald head. He was still short and round. He still wore, as he had when I last visited, a long black overcoat, a black scarf around his neck, and a white shirt, so that, if you squinted, he looked like a penguin. As soon as I saw him, I waved, then sneezed.
"Hello, friend," he said. "It is good to see you again."
He smiled at me, but could not completely hide his distress. "What happened here?" I asked, sniffling and gripping my tissues tightly.
"A zeppelin crashed into us. All of the zoo's money was lost at sea after a freak iceberg boating accident, and one of the cows burned down half the zoo."
"So I heard. But what will become of you and your birds?" The man sighed.
"Your guess is as good as mine, my friend. My birds are zoo penguins. They are not used to foraging for food or battling sea lions, but I will do what I can to help them. In a way, they are my family."
I had been commissioned by a large zoo, a new zoo, to find the best creatures in the world for its collection. That was what had brought me here previously. I had not succeeded in procuring the St. Aves penguins then, and had not yet found penguins of equal quality. So perhaps my coming back here had been fate. I could give these penguins a home. I could provide the St. Aves chimpanzees a home, too, and the St. Aves llamas, elephants, hyenas, okapis, although I wasn't sure what okapis were, and all the other animals. Each and every creature would have a new place to live. Well, every creature except that mean-spirited ostrich in the parking lot, unless it took anger management classes. No, even it. "Where are the penguins now?" I asked.
"In a refrigerated storage facility near the boatyard. I will join them in the morning. But where we go from there, I do not know."
"Perhaps I could be of service to you. Do you recall why I was here last? I can escort your penguins to my zoo." The man arched his eyebrows. It was an impressive arch, and I was jealous because I have never been able to create eyebrow arches with any skill. Still, I took his expression as a good sign. But before I would give his penguins a home, I needed something first. "I must hear the rest of your story," I said to him. When he looked puzzled, I continued.
You told me of Bolt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?